Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, I cannot believe that we haven't had this guest that you're about to be introduced to on before this, because I have been following the Media Research Center for probably a couple decades. The website is mrc.org. It's been around since 1987. And newsbusters.org is the one that I really like to kind of focus on, because they do some great work there. The American people are not getting the truth from the media, and they have they've gone so far beyond what journalism used to be, and now they are activists. So what we see in the mainstream media today, and I know I'm preaching to the choir to some of you, it's activism, it's not journalism. And I know we've had Alex Newman on and many others to talk about this, but today I'm bringing up Nick Fondacaro, and he is with Newsbusters and an associate editor of Newsbusters Media Research Center, and he's known for calling out hypocrisy. Thank you, Nick. Across mainstream networks, he brings fearless reporting and a no-nonsense approach to the front line of the culture war. And we're so thankful to have him today. And friends, buckle your seatbelts, because you might not believe what we're going to discuss, some of these stories. It's just, you got to scratch your head. Nick, good to see you, brother. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on, David.
So let's start with how you got into this type of work and reporting and exposing hypocrisy, liberal bias, and the Democrats. I sometimes call it the one party, big tech media conglomerate, because now you have to include social media and others. But go ahead and share a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I started writing in college for the Binghamton Review. I went to Binghamton University. We have illustrious alumni such as Hakeem Jeffries and Sonny Hostin of The View. But basically, yeah, so those are some of our illustrious alumni. And I got bit by the journalism bug there. I was a poli-sci student. And then after that, I sort of listened to Andrew Breitbart and his book, Righteous Indignation, Excuse Me While I Save the World, and sort of realized about the media complex going on. And then I was like, I got to get into writing, and came down to DC to do some journalism internships. And then I got picked up by the MRC and Newsbusters as an intern. And then they hired me on, and I've been here ever since. I've been here 9 years so far.
Wow. Praise God. Very important work. Very important work. I'm sure. I'm just saying, you guys probably don't get enough credit. I told you before we got on the podcast, I started blogging and writing blogs and putting out just, you know, editorials, things like that, before I wrote my first book back in 2011. And the main thing that got me going was media bias. So on my website, I want to make sure people know that it's there. I've got over 200 resources that you guys can go to for fair truth from a biblical perspective, conservative news, Christian news outlets, world news, covering everything from Hollywood to Israel to our culture war to the church, the problems with the church in America. It's alphabetized. There it is, Media Research Center. It's in alphabetical order to make it easy for you, but that's at my website, davidfiorazzo.com. So, Nick, let's go back to something that came out last month, and we're not surprised. It seems like every time there's a poll on the public trust in the media, it gets worse and worse. Just 4% of adults now have a great deal of trust in TV news and newspapers. Again, to you and I, not shocking, but tell me about just what your thoughts are on the continual decline and how many Americans are maybe starting to get it.
Does seem like a lot of Americans are starting to get it, especially with the number that low. I think a Congress's approval rating might be slightly higher. But basically, yeah, a lot of this is they do it to themselves. Like, Americans see that they're not getting the full spectrum. They know that almost every news outlet has its perspective, and that now they have to check different places or trust certain people at news organizations rather than just like the whole cloth outlet themselves. And you see a lot of outlets now trying to scramble, like the corporations, like trying to figure out how do we fix and reform our news apparatus. Like that's why you have Paramount and Sundance trying to figure out a way to fix and amend CBS News, where they're bringing in Barry Weiss and the Free Press to try to bring in new blood. And that's why you're seeing this sort of revolt inside of CBS, where some of them either flat out quitting, like John Dickerson, who is a very activist journalist himself. He writes, I believe it's for Slate, a very left-wing outlet. So basically, you're seeing this sort of revolt inside of CBS, and a lot of people are watching this and seeing it and being like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that CBS is this bad, and that's sort of why they're in third place.
This bad. They're all bad. Oh, my goodness. So here's my problem, Nick, and maybe you can shed some light on this. Give us some insight. These news, and you want to put the word news in air quotes, these outlets have loyal audiences. And they're a large number of people, millions of Americans are not only are they not getting the truth and the facts, they're getting spin, they're getting propaganda, they're getting basically an arm of the Democrat Party. So what are your thoughts on that, and how can we overcome that?
Yeah, I made the comparison to Congress, right? There's like a lot of instances where people are like, I don't like Congress, but I really like my congressperson. A lot of people really like where they get their news from, and they may not, they like what they hear. It's sort of like an a la carte thing. Like people have favorite restaurants for a reason, whether it's the way they present the food, the service, the taste of the food, certain like that. It's sort of the same way with where people and how people pick their news outlets. So basically, a lot of people are just like, I really like where I get my news, and I think I'm discerning enough to get it. But what people sort of need to do is go watch, if they're a conservative, go watch CNN, go watch MSNBC, so you can see for yourself. We do a lot of that at Newsbusters to show people this is what it's like. And it's like, hey, this is what's being presented to people and what people are sort of buying into and sort of in some instances falling for. That's why you see like these vast numbers of these polls that come out where people now disturbingly have like this high propensity, this high idea that political violence is okay and justified in some instances, because the media themselves are trying to portray, particularly conservatives, this one-sided evil as one-sided evilness in this country. And that's why you're starting to see like this increase of political violence on the left, is because the news outlets themselves are using this sort of incendiary rhetoric. We see it from everywhere, from the opinion shows on MSNBC, CNN, to The View on ABC. And they sort of create this narrative and this energy around how bad the conservatives are.
Yep. And you mentioned The View. So for those of you who are licking your chops, we're going to go there because they're so easy to expose and make fun of and call out just their ridiculous bias. But anyway, this one article mentions that, no surprise, the Democrats voiced more confidence in traditional media than Republicans. I mean, come on. I mean, they're basically doing the work of the Democrat Party. And let's see, regarding the types of institutions that they have quite a lot of trust in, here's what the Democrats are all behind. Public schools, organized labor, and the medical system are three of them. And the number is 42% to 39, 37. So let's move on to the next article over here. And this one is by Bill D'Agostino over at newsbusters.org. Now, this is a study on the government shutdown. And the reporting on this has been horrific. And I know you've got more information on that in another article on the shutdown, the comparison. And you can bring that up at any time, Nick. But this says for the past month, the big three broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, have hammered congressional Republicans and President Trump with a wall of negative shutdown coverage, while largely shielding Democrats from blame for this gridlock. So 87% of the coverage favored Democrats. Again, millions of people are loyal to these networks. Go ahead, Nick, share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, not only were they sort of protecting them from criticism, they were openly portraying them as these saviors of humanitarianism, where they were like, oh, they're the ones that are trying to make sure the healthcare system is afloat. They're the ones who are trying to make sure SNAP benefits are getting out there. Meanwhile, They were completely obfuscating how the Democrats were the ones who were holding back all the chips and keeping things from being able to get out to the people. Only after the shutdown happened did the media sort of snap at those eight Democrats and sort of like unleashed on the Democrats to admit that the Democrats were in charge of the shutdown, that they had it. And it was sort of like a bit of a narrative shift because the jig was up. They got what they wanted electorally in terms of the election results last Tuesday. And then they also, it was a way to get back at the Dems for essentially betraying them and washing away or flushing all of those gains and political points down the toilet by coming to the table to deal with Republicans. And like you said, like with our study there, the 83 statements favoring the Democrats during ABC, CBS, and NBC News coverage. These are the outlets that most people watch for their evening news coverage. They'll either sit down and watch during dinner, right after dinner, just before their favorite sitcoms come on. And these news outlets, these news programs get millions of views. They put the cables to shame. And it's sort of like what I was going back to. People have their favorite ones that they watch because it's sort of the tradition of the family, or they believe that this outlet is treating them right compared to the other ones. And that's why we continue to go after and do these studies and report on the media, because while there are fewer people watching, at the same time, they do have the influence of millions of people, and they're the ones that influence the elections on the margins. We did a poll a few years ago for the 2020 election, and we found out that, hey, how many of you did not know about this Biden scandal, this one, all of these different scandals? And a whole bunch of people said they did not hear about all these different scandals, of whether it's Hunter, different types of scandals with Biden. And we found that a very small percentage, about 1 or 2%, depending on the scandal, said that they would change their vote based on if they had known this information beforehand. And it's that small percentage on the margins that the media play to that can swing an election, 1 or 2% of people that in certain counties and in certain states, that's enough to swing full electoral votes.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And then this is every election. There's fraud, there's cheating, there's bad reporting, propaganda in the mainstream outlets. This is what we have to deal with. So it's really amazing when a conservative, a Christian, or a Republican, or a combination of that, those three, win an election. It's it really is outstanding, because that means so many people, so many more people voted for them. But let's go back to one of your articles now on The View. I want an opposition party. They were screaming at the Democrats for reopening the government. And friends, I just want to quote Sunny Hostin or Hostin, Hostin. She says, let's be clear, Republicans run everything. And I just paraphrased. But she said this was a choice by Republicans to cut SNAP benefits. This was a choice by Republicans to cut ACA subsidies. This was a choice by the Republicans to gut the federal government and federal employment. Democrats had nothing to do with it. End quote. Nick, what's sad is a lot of people, the Clapping Seals and the View audience and the people that still watch it, apparently they have an audience because it's still on TV. They believe what they're hearing and they're not getting the truth. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, they do actually have a very big audience. They're the number one daytime talk show. They have millions of viewers. And I know it surprises a lot of people to hear that, but that's the thing. We're in a country of over 330 million people. There are fandoms out there with millions of fans that you've never heard of the fandom, some niche show somewhere online, some niche band. But yeah, so basically what she was talking about there and sort of complaining about is what I was talking about with the network news, right? Where they're sort of lashing out now. I like to view The View as the media's anger translator. They're the ones saying what the rest of the liberal journalists kind of say in the green rooms behind before they go on and actually put sort of nuanced spin, that sort of like that light spin on it. These are the what they really think for themselves. Yeah. And Sonny is saying, like, I want an opposition party, and just sort of straight lying about the Republicans' role in this, just overblowing it. And a reason we like to focus on The View here is because The View is an ABC news product. It is not an ABC entertainment product. It is under the news umbrella. So this is a news show. And they brag about having to live up to the ABC news standards, which, if this is ABC news standards, it says a lot about ABC.
Yep, I'm glad you mentioned that. It is not just entertainment. It is a news product from ABC. Nick Fondacaro, newsbusters.org. We've got to take a brief pause. When we come back, we're going to talk about Apple and Microsoft joining Google in shunning right-leaning news on the shutdown. Also, Arctic Frost. You might have not even know what that is. Hopefully, our audience does. And then The View. Do not have Christians and conservatives and Republicans on because, quote, they don't live up to our certain caliber of guest. That's one of Nick's pieces over at Newsbusters. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Introducing the Worldview Matters Conference, coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin, May 1st and 2nd, 2026. Here are some of the featured speakers. Ken Michael, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Dr. Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kaa, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. That's the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd, 2026, Green Bay, Wisconsin. So friends, we've entered our third year of producing Worldview Matters. We're amazed how far it's gone. It's taken off. Praise God, new studio. Thank you, Lord, and you for your prayers, but to continue speaking the truth and exposing evil and things like media bias and cultural evil that's not being called out by the media. We depend on the faithful prayers and support of you, our audience. So for those able to give financially, we're running a campaign for the third year now for supporters to consider a tax-deductible gift of any amount, but for example, $200 would be great, or what about a monthly supporter, $25 a month? A lot of people do that, but really quick, as a token of our appreciation, we'd love to send you this brand new stainless steel tumbler. On one side, keep speaking the truth about things that matter. That's my tagline. And then on the other side, Worldview Matters. Go to the website if you're able to donate, worldviewmatters.tv. That's worldviewmatters.tv. I just want to thank some friends. I've been thanking people for the last week. We always get new ones in. Praise God for your support. Jill from Boulder City. You know what? I think it's New Mexico. It's MV. I don't think we have a state with that abbreviation. Montana. Anyway, Kathleen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Alan from Kent, Washington. Tony and Michelle from Lake Villa, Illinois. Tim Burr, Green Bay. Paula from Appleton. Steve from Simi Valley, California. And Michael from San Diego, California. I'd mentioned a lot of you earlier last week as well. So now back to The View. We're with Nick Fondacaro with Newsbusters. I saved this when I did a podcast without any guests probably a couple months ago, just on media bias and on what was going on with reporting on big issues, big news items. And this was from July 30th that you put out, Nick. The View spoke to zero conservative pro-Trump guests in 2025 so far. Here we are in November, and you tell me now maybe there's one or two that they have had on, and their reasoning is that conservatives, Christians, Republicans don't live up to their certain caliber of guest. I think there's more reasons than that. Go ahead and share what you talked about in this piece.
Yeah, so basically the name of the show, The View, is more than just the name. It's pretty much how the show runs. They really only allow one political side there, unless it's one that they can really beat up on or one that they think that they can maybe persuade to their side. So with my study from that you cited there with the zero conservatives, it's basically they had 102 guests that discussed politics with them. All of them were liberal. None of them were Republican, or at least express really strong Republican views. This season, starting in September, was their the start of their 29th season. And so far they've had Marjorie Taylor Greene, who they actively tried to recruit to the Democrats because they sort of had her on and were praising her for basically being a headache for congressional Republican leadership. And then they had Cheryl Hines on, the wife of RFK Jr., so who was there to pitch a book, but they ended up just sort of beating up on her over her husband, where she was defending the administration and defending her husband. So good on her for that. Kudos for defending your man. But at the same time, they sort of brought her there to pitch the book, but then sort of punched her around as a proxy for her husband.
So this is really sad. And since we are running out of time, we have to move on. But there's a couple other articles that I'd like to touch on, Nick. And by the way, I just got a text from One of our producers, Jill, is from Boulder City, Nevada. So it was NV. I think I guessed that. So Arctic Frost. A lot of Americans have no idea what that is. If you were to go do a man on the street interview, I wonder what these numbers would be. So they're complicit. ABC, CBS, NBC suppress these bombshell documents. Everyone thinks Watergate was this massively huge news story. And in comparison, what are your thoughts on this as far as political scandals go, Nick? Because for some reason, the news media outlets didn't think this was a story. Go ahead.
Yeah, you think if Trump was spying on Democratic senators, it would be all over the place about how this was an infringement or a constitutional crisis and all this stuff, like an abuse of the judicial system and all this, all these other words that they've liked to throw around. But with Arctic Frost, where Republican senators were getting spied on by Jack Smith in his politically motivated witch hunts of Trump, and obviously more Republicans than just him, you had all of their data being collected and them just sort of being spied on because they are prominent Republican senators. I'm old enough to remember back during the Obama years, something similar happened where elements of the DOJ were spying on Republican members of Congress. And this also didn't get much news media play at all. So this is just over the decades now that we've seen a thing that the media like to ignore, any sort of real scandal or impropriety in investigations aimed at Republicans.
So this came out last month. Florida Senator Rick Scott revealed that he said, I was just informed by Senator Ron Johnson that I was targeted in the Arctic Frost witch hunt by Biden's DOJ. Let's be very clear, he said. This was a targeted attack to dismantle the Republican Party, destroy me and other elected members of Congress, and take down President Trump. And then Newsmax's Ed Henry mentioned the same thing. Mentioned some of the receipts. Here's Jack Smith ordering Apple to provide my financial information, social security number, etc., in connection with song royalties under seal, secrecy approved by this judge. And there was nothing about any of this, Nick, on any of the national network newscasts. In fact, the top story, if you guys remember, was the reconstruction or the construction of the White House ballroom, as if that was a bad thing. Right. They're making that out to be a bad thing. And they weren't reporting on this story. You want to wrap us up on this? We'll go on to the next one.
Yeah, I was going to say, just real fast here. It just shows you, like, Jack Smith, his investigation was about Trump, not royalties for a senator or anything like that. So why is he even looking into this? It's a complete abuse of his authority as a special counsel. And the media are just not investigating it because it's targeting Republicans. And of course, Republicans bad.
Yep. Amen. That's what they believe. And one more, we may have time for another one after this, but this was from a month ago. Apple and Microsoft join Google in shunning right-leaning news. I could stop right there because that would still be true. But in this case, it was right-leaning news on the government shutdown. So they ignored probably some truth. All three big tech aggregator websites failed to include right-leaning sources. And what did they do? They propped up the leftist legacy media. Nick, Apple News, Google, MSN News. They shared articles from ABC, CBS, NBC, Reuters, the Associated Press, oh my goodness, The Guardian and Axios, for example. Each framed their stories in such a way that they blamed Republicans for the government shutdown and highlighted the human cost. Again, no reflection on Democrats. So first of all, your thoughts on this. Second of all, do you think the reporting or lack thereof had anything to do with the three major or some big elections that just took place recently where a communist was elected and radical Democrats? What are your thoughts, Nick?
I do think that it was their play at trying to drive out election results, especially now that you only had a few days after the election, Democrats wanted to sort of come to the table. And I think this sort of goes like their refusal to Google and Microsoft's ability to not want to go with Republican sources, sort of, or conservative sources, goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about earlier with the network coverage putting all the favorability to Democrats and none to the Republicans when it comes to who they were blaming for it. It was like almost like this concerted effort to just sort of frame the Democrats as the humanitarian saviors of the country.
So briefly, Nick, one of the articles you just came out with, this is, you know, we're recording this podcast. So now for you viewers, this would have been last week. The View whines about guests trashing show after dealing with them. Tell us about that. So if there's mostly Democrat, liberal, progressive guests, so are you saying that some of them are trashing the show? What's that about?
Yeah, so you have a few instances of, like Liam Neeson, for instance, spoke after his interview with The View, sort of came out and was just like, yeah, these ladies were not impressive at all. It was rather embarrassing. They had Joy Behar basically talking about how much of a crush she had on him. And so he's there to like pitch a movie. I think it was the new Naked Gun movie. And they're just going on and on about like Joy's crush on him. And he's like, this is embarrassing. This is like 13-year-old, 14-year-old high school stuff. And you also had some Republicans like Ted Cruz sort of he gave us an exclusive here pointing out that how he wanted to try to go back on The View for one of his multiple appearances. And they just denied him because the last time he was there, he literally showed up with a pocket full of receipts of their hypocrisy. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with their certain caliber of guest. And they just don't want people that are going to be confrontational with them in the moment or those who were going to speak the truth about after the fact. And even Bill Maher, a liberal pundit, was just like, to quote him, he was like, they are not a good advertisement for women at the moment.
Jeez. Well, they fawn over the most radical leftists when they have them on the show. I mean, even the Obamas, when Obama was president and, you know, all the left-wing people, you know, you prayed them through and they're just, they're almost starstruck. So we've got a minute and a half left. What advice can you give to our audience who, again, the Newsbusters Media Research Center audience and Worldview Matters, they probably know where to get the good sources and fair news. But how can we help other people? Because you're not going to pull away many viewers from The View, I guess. How can we help other people? What can we do, Nick?
I think go to newsbusters.org, share our articles, share our tweets, our videos. Our MRC TV guys put great videos together sort of pointing out the hypocrisy and all of our messaging on that, just showing and just breaking down all of what it is so people can see our studies to be like, the bias is so pervasive that mm-hmm. it is crackable via statistics. We just have a PolitiFact study. Our executive editor, Tim Graham, 84% between June and October, 84% of their Republican fact checks are mostly false or worse. And Democrats only 19%. And it's a bias, not just because they're going to say like, oh, Republicans just lie more than Democrats. That's not the case because they have the discretion of what they choose to fact check. And they just want to target Republicans more.
Yep. Keep fighting the battle, friends. Nick, we appreciate all the work that you're doing at Newsbusters. We're thankful for MRC. So Lord willing, we'll talk again. Thanks, brother, for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, friends, share this one too. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.